This is The Takeaway. Some rough waters for the Russian economy right now. A decision by the Russian Central Bank to limit its support of the ruble with its foreign reserves caused a further decline on world markets, 25% drop since the beginning of the year. The declining price of oil has a major impact on Russian hard currency. Has this crisis revealed one of Russia's more closely guarded state secrets? How much are international sanctions over Ukraine and Crimea hurting? Ryan Chilcote joins us. He's a reporter for Bloomberg TV in London. Ryan, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So have we revealed here some pain inside Russia?
Yeah, we have. So there's a few things going on, as you pointed out there. One is the drop in oil. That has a direct price effect on the ruble. There was actually a Russian bank out today that said that for every $10 the oil price drops, that costs the ruble to dollar exchange rate a couple rubles. So that's one thing going on, but that's not the only thing. Another issue is capital flight, basically Russians not trusting the ruble, so moving their money into other currencies, whether they're oligarchs or just people on the street. And then finally, there's the issue of sanctions, which I know the Obama administration likes to point out that they think that their sanctions are working. And one of the examples they give is the ruble, but it's not just the sanctions that's affecting the ruble.
You've spent a lot of time in Russia. What would you think the consumer view of all of this is? 25% plummet of the ruble is going to cause some inflation inside Russia.
Yeah, you know, it's difficult for us to get our head around, perhaps in the United States, but Russians think a lot about their exchange rate. It's specifically the ruble rate to the dollar. There was a time, in fact, in Russia when many prices were quoted in dollars, and you just sort of, as the exchange rate changed, paid that changing amount until the Russian government basically banned that about a decade ago. But they're very fixated on everywhere you go, you'll see foreign exchange points and you'll see that exchange. And they basically see that exchange rate as a measure of the well-being of the economy. And when they see it go as it has to 46 today from, you know, on average, you know, low 30s over the last couple of years, that really alarms them. Plus, of course, it fuels inflation, like you were talking about, because so many of the things they buy are imported. So the importers have to, you know, raise prices.
Even if the imports have been reduced under sanctions and Putin's response to sanctions, you know, it's a wealth effect issue. People feel as though their rubles are worth less. They can't, you know, run away and get as much money as they thought. You know, one other thing that I wanted to ask you about is, you know, it's talked about in the United States that when the dollar plummets, it makes U.S. exports cheaper and that makes us more competitive. Yeah. Russia's in a particularly weird situation because most of their exports are energy, so it doesn't have the same effect.
Well, you know, interestingly, actually, that is one good thing for the Russians. So they sell an awful lot of oil, right? This is the world's largest energy producer in dollars. And their costs don't change as the exchange rate changes. So so actually, they do gain, if you think about it, particularly when you think about the budget, because the budget gets about half of its money from oil and gas. So they do win there. But I think the overall minus is the population gets really nervous, and the Kremlin doesn't want to see that. And you have inflation. So on the whole, they would probably prefer not to see the ruble fall too far.
How much of a blip is this? How sustainable is it? Will we be looking at this same sort of price of the ruble a month from now, 2 months from now?
Well, look, no one thought it was going to go this far, right? There's now talk that perhaps it'll settle around 50 to the dollar. But if you'd asked me a month ago, I would never say we would have gotten to where we are.
I won't ask you for any predictions. Don't you worry about that. Ryan Chilcote, reporter with Bloomberg TV on the Russian economy. Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.